My absolute favorite place on the river is down by the point where the big fountain is. For people visiting the Pittsburgh area, I say nothing compares to coming through the tunnel here if you're coming down from 60. Going through the tunnel where everything's very rural on the other side, and then you come through and you see the point, the three rivers coming together, and it's breathtaking. When I was growing up in Aliquippa, one of my favorite things to do on the 4th of July was to come with my friends down to the point to watch the firework display. We spent hours walking to the point so we can get right on the very edge, so much that we can actually put our feet into the water, watch the fireworks. You would have like actual embers like coming down over you because you were so close to the barges where the fireworks were going off. Every 4th of July that I've spent away from Pittsburgh, I have missed that experience.
My favorite place when I was a kid used to be on Youghiogheny. That flows into the Monongahela River. And in McKeesport, they have an area there where you go on an old bridge, and we'd swing off a rope swing and just do that in our cutoff blue jeans when I was a kid. That's in probably the 60s. And in the 70s, I remember being with my dad on a boat, and it wouldn't start. And we were in the middle of the river underneath the hot metal bridge, and there was a lot of people walking past, and they all stopped and were yelling at us because a barge was coming. And it was just about ready to take us right out. And my brothers and I were deciding whether to go to the left or the right as far as swimming to shore. And my dad, being the genius he was, pulled an extra battery out of the back storage area, hooked it up, and started his engine. And we were luckily out of the way, to the dismay of the crowd up on the bridge, because they really wanted to see that barge take us out.
So I could look down at the river. I would cross the river every day whenever I was young and I worked in the city. I'd take the incline, walk across the bridge. And I remember one time swinging a watch that was on a chain that is now in the Monongahela River. So I've probably polluted a little bit. I guess I have a long history with the river.
I want to talk about the Monongahela River. When I was a kid, we would be out having a party at night. Sometime early in the morning, we would go down to the Monongahela River by Josh's junkyard and dive in and take a swim. The Monongahela River back in 58, 59, 60 was not too nice. And when I went to Edinburgh State College to be an art teacher, we had to take some mandatory phys ed classes. And the teacher in our swimming class had a difficult time trying to convince the boys from the Pittsburgh area to put their heads in the water and swim properly. We'd always like keep our heads up out of the water and doggy paddle. It's really amazing because we got these beautiful rivers, and you never saw them unless you'd go down to Josh's junkyard and, you know, dive in. And probably Josh is long gone from Braddock. I think it's long gone, but that old Monongahela River keeps rolling by.
I really enjoy seeing the rivers just a little bit above Braddock Lock and Dam. I'm with Rivers Waterkeeper. We are on the boat out on the rivers quite often. On the way up to Clareton, there's a spot where it really is just about green the whole way down to the rivers. And it reminds you how close we are to a city, but how much you can really just close your eyes and listen to maybe a train and see green the whole way down to the water. It's really nice. But even some of the old industrial sites are beautiful in a way. The sort of old structures are still standing there, and just seeing how nature's been reclaiming. You see trees growing out of some of the structures sometimes. It's just a neat thing to see float past, think about what used to be, think about what will be one day. It's nice.
Being a child and knowing that Pittsburgh was the city of three great rivers, and just having sort of that experience of, and having moved to different cities in the United States and just not being in a river city and realizing how beautiful Pittsburgh is and how we have this like treasure right here. Oh yeah, you take it for granted. I mean, not only, you know, is it great for the economy and like the Pittsburgh region in general, but I mean, you leave a place as beautiful as Pittsburgh and you're always upset when you move somewhere else and you're like, wow, this is not the same as home. So yeah, Pittsburgh's home.
I've been in Pittsburgh for 2 years, and my first memory, and I guess the one I have up till now, of the rivers is actually a friend came to visit spontaneously for her birthday. We didn't have much to do, and we decided to go kayaking because we see people on the river all the time, but we've been here for maybe over a year and we had not been to the river at all, just maybe walking along and but not actually interacting with the river. So we got on the kayaks and we had an awesome time up and down the river, and the views from the river I think are the most amazing part about it. You have beautiful views from the bridges and everything, but from the rivers it's very different. It's very overwhelming. I loved it.
I do a lot of biking along the rivers. I really like it. I enjoy it a lot. I think it's very nice, especially when you're going down. On one side you have the Monongahela River, and the other side you have the highway. It's kind of like a clash between, you know, like nature, you know, like raw nature and, like, you know, civilization. And it's very interesting, and it's very relaxing for me, at least. It's very nice to see the water.
Now that I'm living on the south side, I'm right on East Carson Street, and my husband and I love taking runs and walks along the river walk there. The rivers are part of my everyday experience, whether we're doing that on the weekends or I'm not a car owner and I work here in downtown, so I walk across the 10th Street Bridge every day, whether it's rain, snow, shine, and I mean, it's just a exhilarating experience to have such a daily experience with the rivers.
I think that Pittsburgh is really an amazing place, mostly on account of the glaciers, and that, you know, this part of the country was all a plateau, and all of the hills and valleys and rivers were formed by the advance and retreat of the glacier. The Monongahela was actually changed direction. Certainly, the industrial legacy of the last 100 years or so has also had an enormous impact on the rivers, but pales in comparison to the effect of the glaciers. And the glaciers really conditioned the possibility of this place. And I think that over the long run, they will continue to have an effect on the region well beyond any effect that we can have, and that we need as a region to begin to understand the wisdom of the land and the water and the air.
It just amazed me how shallow the river was and how far out you could walk. It took me a long time to figure out, you know, what the locks and dam system did, that they made the river unnaturally deep. I know that being from Braddock, we used to learn all the time about George Washington and General Braddock and how they forded the river down there by Kennywood, by Turtle Creek. And I'd always look at that thing and I'd think, now how the hell, these cats must have had long legs to come across that river. But now I realize that it was very, very shallow then. Probably in the summertime it was quite shallow.
I'm English, so I really don't have much of a history with the river. In fact, when I first arrived, I had a hard time figuring out how to pronounce the name of the Monongahela River. The thing that I learned about it being a city of rivers became apparent very early on, the number of bridges and how beautiful the rivers are.
A long time ago, Monongahela means muddy water, because the Monongahela River was so shallow that there was a time when it froze and you could walk across the river. And the changes in the river environment have really impacted, I think, probably my friends and my family over the years, because of the uses and barges going down there. And whenever I was young and the river was really dirty, it looked completely different than it does now. Now if you stand up in Mount Washington and you look down at the river, you can see the clearly defined line of where the Monongahela muddy water meets with the Allegheny to become the Ohio.
I'm from Jamaica. I am actually in water treatment, so they usually use Pittsburgh rivers as an example of, you know, contaminants and how it started, where they were just dumping stuff in the rivers, and then now they're trying to clean it up. So when I came here, I thought it was going to be a lot worse than, you know, what we have heard, but I found out that it has gone through a lot of transformation over the years, and now it's, you know, it's getting better. I think the key thing that links Jamaica and Pittsburgh is that whatever sources of water that we get a drinking from is can be contaminated just by flooding and rainfall for different reasons.
You know, the back channel of Hare's Island is a bit off the beaten path, but also very nearby. And over the years, I've watched the growth, the return of the beaver, and the growth of sightings of wildlife and so on. It was really quite disturbing this year. The plantings along the back channel were completely decimated. I guess they're widening Route 28, but in any case, I was amazed there wasn't a single bit of vegetation left right to the river's edge, and that was really quite disturbing. in any case, it's all part of what I call the perverse joy index of being on the rivers and trying to participate in and get others to participate in their Commonwealth status.
I remember it being dirty. It was this spooky place. You didn't really go near the water. I remember playing in a stream when I was a kid, and orange rocks were normal. Much later in life, I've realized that's acid mine drainage. That's not supposed to happen. I think that's indicative of a bigger problem around here, that a lot of people look at the rivers and say, that's probably supposed to happen, or maybe that's supposed to be that way, or I'm sure someone's looking into it. But I'm glad to see the conference. There's just so many people here interested in the water and finding out what's the river supposed to look like.
I hope the emphasis on the health of the rivers and the ecosystems remains as good in the future as it is now, especially when we're thinking of things like gas extraction using salt water and stuff like that. I hope that very much that the watersheds of these rivers doesn't become a casualty of the pursuit of energy.
My future hopes for the rivers in Pittsburgh would be that we can do much more work cleaning up the headwaters, which really is what the Yaak is, you know, the headwaters for the city of Pittsburgh, essentially. We're doing a lot of work to restore places in the Yaak from mine drainage. We're doing a lot of work on Marcellus Shale issues, and I would hope that the trend toward cleaner water, at least in a lot of our headwater streams and a lot of areas that were previously impacted by mining, continues, especially in light of the increased threat from Marcellus Shale development.
Potter County, that's the headwaters of the Allegheny River, but it's also the headwaters of the Genesee River. And how, like if a raindrop falls on one side of the hill, it's going to flow into the Genesee River and eventually go out to St. Lawrence Seaway, I'd suppose. And if it falls on the other side of the rock or wherever, it would come into the Allegheny and flow down to the Mississippi into the Gulf of Mexico.
My future hopes probably involve that the tributaries that lead to the river become cleaner, are maintained. I worry I have a property at Seven Springs, and the development at Seven Springs is upsetting to me because their use of the water there in holding ponds to produce snow, that upsets me. The water table dropped up there because of their use, and that leads to the rivers that we have here. My hope is that we continue to have the rivers and that they just become cleaner and cleaner. I know they're cleaner now than they were whenever I was younger, and I'm happy about that, but I still think we have a long way to go.
Pittsburgh, I don't know. I hope they take... I spent a lot of time not living in Pittsburgh, and so I'm very nostalgic about the rivers, even though I live here now. I hope that Pittsburghers have as much pride in them as I do. I would really like to see maybe some more tourism involved in our rivers. Now, I understand that Pittsburgh does have duck tours now, and I'm bringing my mother-in-law on one next weekend. I'm very excited to see what it's like here in Pittsburgh. But I feel like there could be a lot of, like, maybe water jet rentals. I don't know if we have that. Maybe boat rentals so people can have a vacation spot to come to in Pittsburgh because we have great hotels, great rivers, and I think we should really play that up.
You know, from time to time, I challenge people about the Mississippi versus the Ohio, and it's a good way to win bets because where the Ohio River joins the Mississippi, the Ohio River is much, much bigger. So actually, that Mississippi should be named Ohio. And you know, my grandson just turned 4. He was working in his sandbox, and he built a little bridge there. And he said that this is where they cross the Allegheny. This is these trucks are crossing the Allegheny. This is the Allegheny River. And he knows the Monongahela. He knows the Ohio River. And the river's beautiful. Both the rivers are beautiful. All three of the rivers are beautiful. And I know now that there's bass fishing down at the point. And I think it's probably an incredible story. But I still think they have a ways to go to keep working on that river.